Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, we're here. We're here to be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my call. You already know what time it is.
Yes, the Pokemon draft. This is probably one of the most excited episodes I've been doing, just considering the fact that we're wrapping up season four, but then just like how much we love Pokemon. I know we've talked about it like off and on. So with this, we had to bring on two special guests. If y'all just want to say hello to the people.
Hello, what's good?
Yes. All right, so I'm Demetrius.
And I'm Demetrius.
And Meetchmeets presents
the Blur City Podcast.
All right, so as we mentioned, we are wrapping up season four. Last week, we took Thanksgiving break off. Just definitely needed a break. Next week, we are doing a mailbag episode. So looking forward to that to wrap up season four. We really want to do Sonic 3, but it comes out right before Christmas. So there's no possible way we can record then. With that, we're going to get into a Pokemon draft. So Meech, if you would please hit us with that legal spiegel.
All right. Here's our legal spiegel. Prepare for trouble and make it double. Nah. The purpose of this podcast is to explore digital and print media. All sources we reference are owned by their respective companies, and thoughts and opinions are strictly our own and reflect no biases or corporate agendas. Your discretion's advised.
All right. So again, as that, we had to bring in just our resident Pokemon correspondents with that. People that I know absolutely love this. So with that, I'm going to read the rules to the draft. They were specifically tailored to kind of limit Meech after the X-Men draft. Dante, after, you know, that catastrophe.
Yeah. Huh? Nah. That was y'all's fault, okay? Actually, these restrictions don't even save y'all either.
But with that, we have six total rounds, the last round being a wild card round. So each person, do you select one Pokemon? There are very rare exceptions to like drafting a Pokemon that would have to. If you choose to pick that, then that's totally fine. Snake draft. So if you pick first in the first round, then in the second round, you would pick last. Vice versa, if you pick last in the first round, you pick first in the second round. With that, all right, so going to the rules, don't take forever to pick or you get Magikarp. With that, have a minimum of 20 Pokemon ready to go. We are not trying to wait for you. Can't draft Ash's Pikachu. This is one of the most powerful Pokemon in existence. Literally almost ended the world when he won the Pokemon Master thing. So with that, next one, you can't draft Arceus. That is the god of Pokemon. It's just kind of ridiculous to draft Arceus. Next, besides those two Pokemon, Pokemon from all generations and regions are on the table. All right, so with that, we must select a minimum of one starter Pokemon in base form. So with that, the options at the beginning of the games that you have to choose to, usually the three except for the rare exceptions of the Pikachu. Was it yellow or gold?
Yellow.
So with that rare exception, so again, it can't be Ash's Pikachu. Three Pokemon of different types. The form you pick is the form you get outside of your starter Pokemon. So with your starter Pokemon, you're going to get credit for essentially eventually getting the last form. If you draft Magikarp, we're not giving you credit for Gyarados. So you're just going to be doing Splash the entire time. You better get that EXP share. Next one. You get one legendary/legendary adjacent Pokemon. This one is open to debate. But essentially, if a movie was based around it, or if in the games it's a very rare Pokemon to get, you kind of understand. So we will. I think this might have the most contention, to be honest with you, except for the wild card. So essentially, you can have a maximum of two legendary/legendary adjacent Pokemon. And then the last one, if you want to tack on a special ability or form to your selection, specify. So like in the later generations, Mega Evolution, the Battle Bond, Dynamax, and stuff like that. So are we all good?
Yeah.
All right, so I am going to share my screen. Is that the right one? Yes. To do the draft order, there will be no complaints. We can all see it. All right, yeah. So randomize. Yes.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. That's the best part. It doesn't matter.
Uh-oh.
It does not matter if I'm last.
I mean, but you get to double up, which I kind of
exactly. Dollar cooked either way.
Hey, I'll go. I didn't even take first or last. I don't matter what I meant.
All right, so I am going first. Alexis is going second. Dante is going third, and Meech is going fourth. Here we go. With this, we start our official 2024 Pokemon draft. This was super hard because I know I can't. I can only get one of what I want. But this Pokemon probably has meant the most to me in my entire life. It's my favorite Pokemon by far. But with the first pick, we are choosing Charizard. Mega Form X.
Right.
Next up, Alexis.
Okay, so we're allowed to like go ahead and use our legendary pick, right?
Yes.
Okay, by far my legendary pick is Rayquaza. My personal opinion, the coolest legendary giant dragon from outer space. Don't know how it gets cooler than that. Also super strong, very fast, and I would like to have Mega Rayquaza. And like, can it be shiny? I know that doesn't do anything, but like for aesthetic purposes.
Black dragon, yeah.
I got you about the Black Air Force energy?
I just feel like I have to.
Literally, I was debating between Charizard and Rayquaza, and I was like, I cannot get both of these.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, I gotta pick one or the other. But that's perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Well, now it's your time, Dante.
Okay, man. So I'm going to pick like actually one of my favorite starters as my first pick. But when it mega evolves, it turns to a dragon type. So I'm going to pick my boy, Sceptile.
Treecko was literally what I wanted to pick. So are you picking Treecko or are you picking Sceptile?
It's two Sceptiles.
Okay. That doesn't count as your starter. I hope you know that.
Does it?
You have to pick the base form of it.
Oh, okay. I thought you just pick like just the full Pokemon.
Like, you get credit for it going to the final form. So if you want Treecko, you can have Treecko, and eventually it'll go into Sceptile. But if you want Sceptile, that's two different things.
I'll just pick Sceptile, but put a Mega Evolution with it.
All right, Meech, time to double up.
See, Rayquaza's cool, but there's one Pokemon, in my opinion, who's even cooler. If I can't have Pokemon God, I might as well have the Pokemon Devil. Give me Giratina.
Oh my goodness. Lucifer as a Pokemon.
Oh my gosh, I like that pick.
Yeah, just give me the Devil. And then we're going to go ahead and get back to back with bangers, all right? So I'm actually going to be out here picking my starter. Froakie, come on down. Froakie, come on down, my boy. We going to ninja. Hashtag Naruto out here. We're the frog ninja.
Y'all pick the two starters that I was going to pick.
I was so sorry.
All right, next.
I'm not.
Man, it was between Rowlet or it was a decision why I said to have me.
All right, so Dante, your second pick of the second round.
Oh, yeah, I'm second pick. I got you. So, man, this Pokemon kept me from thick and thin since Sword and Shield. I'm going to pick the good old dark and fairy type, Grimmsnarl.
Yay. Grimmsnarl. All right, you're up, Alexis.
Okay, my next pick, I would like to go ahead and pick my starter. And I want my starter to be Torchic because that was the first starter I ever had when I started on Gen 3. And can't go wrong with a fire-fighting chicken.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to get my starter now. It's in the same vein. This is down to like my fourth starter that I was going to pick. I'm going with Chimchar because eventually it goes to Infernape, which is essentially a fighting
Goku.
Exactly. Yep. So I am going with Chimchar. So now we are in the third round. Oh, man, I really wish I could have got Rayquaza first, but I knew Charizard was literally going to go off the board. I'm going to go with my legendary or technically legendary adjacent. I'm going with one of the most evil Pokemon in existence, but it's misunderstood. I'm going with Mewtwo.
Hey.
Okay. Solid choice.
That boy's 6'7", too. That was a tall Pokemon.
Next pick, I will definitely have to say I want Gardevoir.
Ooh.
And I just want to throw it out there that it is canonical that Gardevoir will apparently be willing to give its life for its trainer. So I have to respect that.
And great black holes too, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dante.
So this Pokemon too, I'm gonna go Gen 4 on it. And I love its special ability is that which is motor drive. So if you use an electric type move, it just boosts its attack and speed. So I'm gonna go with Electivire.
Huh? All right, and now the double up pick.
Oh, this is where y'all messed up. Y'all got me all the way messed up right now. All right, so I need somebody who is a well-rounded, who out here go.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm going to be putting out damage. Big boy Snorlax, come on down. Gigantamax.
He was on my list.
Also on my list.
Yep. This big boy Snorlax.
Hey, I got you. There you go.
Thank you. And actually continuing on, hey, Dante, you might as well go ahead and put him right back up because Mimikyu, come on down.
Oh, you gonna take my lover? My lover?
Oh, yes. We taking Mimikyu because we ain't with Big Pikachu around here. Nah. We about the spiteful double.
No, I respect you for that.
All right, Dante, you have the second pick of the fourth round.
Second pick of the fourth round? Oh, snap. So this one, I might go for my legendary. And this legendary have been loved putting people to sleep and giving people nightmares. And know the one and only Dark-type, Darkrai.
That's a good one. All right, Alexis, you are up.
Okay, so for my next one, I think I would like to go with a utility Pokemon of sorts and do Skarmory.
Ooh!
Might sound a little iffy, but then do you remember it can do... spikes, so it has access to a lot of like setup moves that make your life so much easier if you're battling. So I'm gonna go with Skarmory because that was always my favorite utility Pokemon to use.
Nice,
good pick.
All right, so I have the last pick of the fourth round. There's one. I'm debating between three, but I'm definitely getting one of them. So with the last pick of the fourth round, I am going with Lucario, Mega Lucario, that boost. One of the coolest Pokemon in existence. Literally uses his aura to attack. And then going to the fifth round with the first pick, I'm torn between two of them, and I'm going to go with Garchomp.
Mega Evolution.
Okay.
Yes, that's the demon Pokemon, Garchomp.
not a fan of the real devil, though, but hey.
All right, Alexis, you are up next.
Okay, so as it would make sense for those of you who decide to use dragon types, I would like to pick Togekiss.
Ooh, thanks.
Oh, you bulky.
Nice.
So that's, yeah, I'm gonna go with that one.
That's a really good one.
Dante?
Shoot. Hell, let me go ahead and pick a real steel type from the third region. You seen them with Steven? You seen when Steven Stone has one? His is actually his ace too. We're going with Metagross with the stone too.
Nice.
All right. All right. So we in pure demon time right now. Yep. My team's feeling straight demons. But yeah, I need a little something that can straight up counter like a lot of y'all picks. A guy who is, he's one, but he has so much utility, so many moves that I can pick options from. Give me Mega Heracross.
Ooh, but fighting.
Heracross was on my list.
He was
on my list.
Bruh.
I know he was.
These meat on meat crime.
Yo, Heracross is one of my favorite Pokemon. I know it's like super early, but one of my favorite Pokemon. All right. So with that, we wrapped up the first five rounds of that. So now we are going into the wild card round. So we regenerate the list. It's going to be like four straight legendary Pokemon, which I'm guessing, but we'll see. All right. And regenerate. All right, Dante, you are up first, then it is Meech, and then it is Alexis, and then I.
So this is the final pick?
This is the wild card final pick, yes.
Ooh, so wild, my wild card. Let's go with Sun and Moon on this one now. So I left this because his special ability is kind of like, it's kind of like rough skin. So if you try to attack it physically, you'll hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. And you also set it up with Stealth Rock. And this time, I might add a Z ring to this one. And this Pokemon is called Lycanroc.
Mm-hmm. Wait, which version?
The midnight form.
Okay.
Which is my all-time favorite form of him. I like it better than the dust form.
All right, so yep. It's my time now. Oh, which legend am I gonna pick today? Who is worthy to be on my team? Honestly, a lot of them. Okay, so you said somebody already picked Mewtwo, but I don't need Mewtwo, right? As a matter of fact, I don't need any other legendary except for one who, just by showing up, he causes havoc. Who has that sword on him. Zacian.
That's a good pick.
Zacian. Ready to cut down all y'all. All
right, Alexis, you're up.
Okay, so I was very torn between two because one of them I want to do for sentimental reasons. And the other one is another legendary also for sentimental reasons. But I think because I'm sure everyone else is picking legendary for this, I will go with the legendary as well. Or, well, mythical, I guess. And I actually want Celebi because, again, not really based on battle play in the games per se, but canonically speaking, this Pokemon can time travel. And I just think that's really OP. And I think this is a solid choice.
All right. So I have the final pick. I'm really torn on if I want to get this guy's final form. Gengar is one of my favorite Pokemon in existence. He was part of Ash's championship team. His special forms are crazy, but there's one legendary that just like speaks to my heart, so I'm kind of torn on that. But since we're going legendaries in the wild card, I'm going with second Pokemon movie, Lugia.
Ooh, you got my favorite legendary, bro.
Lugia is it. All right, so that is it. That wraps up our draft. Definitely fun. So do y'all think if you could win, be a Pokemon master with your teams?
I'm confident on my team.
I could probably win the Pokemon League with just one of my picks. What do you mean?
You know they won't allow legendaries in the league, right?
Again, I only need one.
That's okay.
It's not like the most balanced, but I think I could get somewhere.
Yeah, yes. So with post-draft discussion, we just kind of like talked the initial rounds. I can just go through it. So obviously with Charizard wasn't making it out of the first round. It was either him or Rayquaza. And when I was torn, that was like literally one and two on my list, but I had to get Charizard. Had to get Charizard X. I was debating whether to get Treecko because Sceptile, like the Treecko to Sceptile is my favorite three Pokemon kind of evolution. Treecko is literally one of my favorite starter Pokemon. But once you got Sceptile, I was like, there's no point to get it, Treecko. So I went with Chimchar because Mewtwo took Froakie because I wanted Greninja. And then with that Mewtwo, we had to get the legendary Jason at some point. Lucario, again, one of the coolest Pokemon. With that, Garchomp is an absolute demon time. And then Lugia, one of my favorite. You can use Surf with him. You can use Fly. Definitely, you can travel around, which is what I need. All right, Alexis, your team, you can describe why you got each pick.
Yeah, so for my starter pick, Torchic, again, this was entirely sentimental. Plus, also, I mean, evolving into Blaziken, it just looks so cool, firefighting chicken. For my shiny legendary Mega that you guys let me have, Rayquaza is like one of my favorite Pokemon as far as legendaries go, and it's Dragon type's always good. I just realized I have a lot of special attackers on my team, but at least I have my Torchic, so it can pull through for me there. Gardevoir, Togekiss, and Celebi, picked for various reasons. And then Skarmory was my utility Pokemon. So I probably, if I could switch something out, I'd probably end up picking something other than Celebi for an actual battle. But as for the sake of like, we're not sure if the pick is for like battle or more other things, then I think I would like to keep it. But
yeah. Teresa, Dante?
Yes, sir. So Lycanroc, and that's been one of my favorite rock types in Sun and Moon. And then I love his ability when you can abuse like the rough skin, and then he also he can learn stuff, rock and dragon type moves if not in. But it is his Z move, Continental Crush. It takes a lot of damage, and then Sceptile, because one, a lot. If I was a ninja, like in the woods, I would definitely pick Sceptile because he's kind of swifty on his feet, and then that and then his mega evolution makes him a lot more good special attack wise. I mean, it didn't matter if he's like four times weak to ice, but I just love the way he's utilized his skills. And I got Grimmsnarl. So just in case, if I had to deal with someone who especially like a dragon type user, I can use his fairy type move, which is his special attack is play rough. So that one can just keep going and take his life down little by little. And then Grimmsnarl, it kind of reminds me of Hobgoblin, and Hobgoblin is his name on my sword and shield. Electivire, shoot, if someone try to use like an electric type move, I think it's a special ability, Motor Drive, just raises his attack and his speed. I learned that from like looking at how Volkner battled with this Electivire from the aging leader from Senna. Ooh. And then how Paul uses it too. And Paul's OP. I'll tell you that. My fifth was Metagross, because one, speed wise, he's pretty quick for someone who's like super like looking bulky and like thousands of pounds heavier. And then his Mega Evolve form boosts up his speed and special attack. And then lastly, my Darkrai. And then we already seen what can you do with Darkrai? Because one, you can just teach it a Dream Eater when you put it to sleep using Dark Void. So it's like a good two-on-two combo if it actually landed right.
All right, Meech, let's get into your demon team.
All right, here we go. All right, so first off, let's start with the Poke Devil himself, Giratina. Only because of the fact that it literally took God, aka Arceus, to take him out. So we just gonna start there. We starting there. That's all I need to know. That's all you need to know about Giratina. He is him, and he's actually my favorite Pokemon from Generation 4. Very misunderstood, and he definitely has a lot of like power behind him. There was actually one point where I literally just rolled up to Elite Four with just him, and I whooped Cynthia with just him alone. Literally, well, I had the rest of the squad with me, but I was like, you know what, Giratina, just mollywop everybody, and he did.
You were saving the moves. What's the thing that you use for like to get your move powers back up?
The PP up.
Yes,
yes, yes. And also, again, his origin form is absolutely just
absolutely one.
Yes, yes, that's the form I say it as, like origin form, Giratina. All right, then number two. Greninja, or should I say Froakie, all the way up to Greninja, and we battle bonding, so he's not going to be Ash Greninja, he's going to be Meech Greninja. And considering what type of person I am, everybody needs to watch out, all right? That's all I got to say about that. Let's just say he ain't going to be like Ash Greninja getting taken out by a Mega Charizard X, that's all I'm going to say. He gonna use his type advantages to full effect. And then number three, Big Man Snorlax. As I said, Big Snorlax, he always comes in clutch. He's one of Ash's like clutch Pokemon. Like whenever you see Snorlax come out on the field, he gonna cause some havoc, cause some damage. Body Slam out here doing big damage. His Giga Impact, along with the Z move variant of his Giga Impact, is going to cause so much damage. And then of course Gigantamax Snorlax is that does too much work. So yeah, and also he's big and bulky, so it's gonna take a lot in order to take him out. And not many of y'all's Pokemon can dish out the damage needed in time for Snorlax to just rest. Sleep Talk, Body Slam.
I think most of our Pokemon can just send people to different dimensions.
It's great.
How we play this.
Well, hey, and then for anybody who needs to go to a different dimension, Giratina's right there.
I'd be like Obito.
can I say something?
Yep.
So with Snorlax, I feel like, because I remember I used to do this all the time, but I tried to do like competitive battles for a while and I wasn't very good at it. But my favorite thing ever to do was to put a quick claw on Pokemon that you would not expect to have a quick claw on. So I'd put it on like my Snorlax. And I think it'd really throw people.
Just like Hyper Beam to start. It's so
like, you're like quick claw, Giga Impact. Wait, what?
That's insane. All right, meet rest of the squad.
Oh, yes, rest of the squad, rest of the Demon Time, Mimikyu. Because again, we don't mess with Pikachu around here. We big Mimikyu. Firstly, he's my dragon counter for every single dragon on these lists, apart from Giratina. He also has his signature ability, disguise, so basically, mm-hmm. he can take that one hit and he just get a free hit. So you're cooked. You're cooked. That's all it is. I'm just setting up with Swords Dance. It's gonna be either Play Rough or Shadow Sneak, and you're getting sent to the next dimension. Or I can just rip off his cloak, and then whoever's looking at it will immediately die. So I dare somebody try to be like, I'm just gonna close my eyes. Mimikyu, you ready? Everybody getting sent to the afterlife. Mega Heracross again. Such a big utility Pokemon because base Heracross already has a Moxie. So just on his own, like, he's already out here catching bodies and he's getting stronger because of it. Then I Mega Evolve on top of it with the boost he already has just to use skilling like Rock Blast to take out any rock type that's coming after me? Nah. See, I be thinking big plays. And then finally, Zacian. A Pokemon that literally, upon entering the field, his attack goes up. Each time he pulls up, like, oh yeah, I get stronger just by having that sword on me. And as part of the Sword of Justice, he's not part of these Swords of Justice. I just call it the Sword of Justice because that's all he's going to be dishing out. Some Sacred Swords and a bunch of other moves. Like, again, he's also a massive dragon killer. And also, he's a steel. He's a fairy killer too with his steel type. So yeah, pure power.
Mm. Nice. Were there any types that y'all were like, nah, I'm passing on? Because for me, I was like, electricity, if you face a ground type, it's over. And then bug types get washed really easily, for the most part.
I thought about using like ice types because there's sometimes just like a lot of weaknesses you can use against ice.
Yeah, ice type was the main one I was trying to avoid, partially, again, because of the fact that ice type is notoriously known as the weakest type, because of the fact they have so many weaknesses, very little resistances, and they're only really super effective against mons who have better weaknesses.
Mm-hmm. I'm also not a huge fan of bug type. I was not planning on picking any.
Dang. That's fair enough. Justice for my boy Heracross.
That was like the one I had Caesar on my list, so
that was huge.
All right, so with that, we can get into the next segment. So were there any Pokemon related fan theories? I know, Alexis, you had one like cooking.
So I do not know if this was actually confirmed in the canon or not, but I remember I played all the Pokemon games up until like Diamond and Pearl, and I took a break, and then I started back on Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire, and that's where I got back into it. And upon playing that game, I heard there was like this theory that like, oh, there's like two separate Pokemon universes, one where Mega Evolutions happen and one where Mega Evolutions don't happen. And you can actually see they like kind of make some references back to like, oh yeah, in like another world where this would have never happened, which is the case in the original Ruby game as opposed to in the Omega Ruby game. And I know Mega Evolutions were introduced in X and Y. It makes apparently some references there too. So it's just this idea of like different Pokemon timelines I thought was interesting.
How's it sound?
Yeah, maybe Celebi was like doing some weird stuff.
Mm. Mm.
Very dope. Anyone else have anything?
Nothing I can think of.
Oh, I see something cooking me.
All right, because I have quite a few. How many here know about the Great Pokemon War?
You told me about that before, yes.
Yeah, so we all know about the Great Pokemon War. And we know, like, how Lieutenant Surge, basically, like, he's a lieutenant in the army, and how there's, like, how there's little male adults in Kanto because, like, they all died in the war. Did y'all ever catch the fact that who they went to war with.
Did not.
They went to war with Kalos, aka Gen 6, which is part of the reason why they needed to use that weapon, which ended up splitting the timeline in half, that caused Mega Evolution versus not having Mega Evolution. So, and yeah, and that's another reason why, like, this war was absolutely just gut-wrenching. It was brutal. And yeah, a lot of people died because of it in both Kalos and in Kanto. And it just ends up being, you know.
Justice for Ash's dad.
Ash's dad was cooked.
Man, that man never came back to see his dad, even at the end of the series.
Professor Oak was like, I'm taking care of the family.
I'm your, like, he may have been your father, but he wasn't your daddy.
Professor Oak's the dad that stepped up.
Or was he though? Because hear me out. What if Professor Oak gives Ash like the Pokedex saying, hey, go collect all the Pokemon, go be a Pokemon master, so Ash could be away from home. That way him and Mrs. Ketchum.
Oh, Delilah.
Delilah, she can
Oh no.
That's diabolical.
Just so they, because who else in the series is always with her besides Mr. Mime?
Tracy?
No, it's only for like a few episodes.
That's problematic.
Always Professor Oak. Every time she's on screen, he is always lurking.
You're not wrong, because they're like not that far from each other.
That's a good point. I can't say anything about it.
Professor Oak being the dad that stepped up is crazy, but I allow it.
That's crazy. All right, so we're gonna move forward with the what's hot. I have things to think about my childhood now with that, but this is the segment with what's cool in anime, TV, pop culture, sometimes music, with that, and then movies and stuff like that. So what do y'all have?
You sound like things that is good in anime and other cultures.
That's you're watching right now, playing right now. So
yeah, I am watching. I'm watching Kaguya-sama Love is War once again, because basically became like one of like my favorite like romance animes, rom-com animes, and it's so funny because it's like I know like they like each other, but they're trying to make it to basically the whole thing is just gonna say who's gonna say I like you first, and then I like how to do like. All the trials they do just to get them to confess. And if you haven't watched that anime, I definitely say give it a watch too. It's on a couple like platforms, even Crunchyroll, but it's a good watch.
I don't know if there's anything super exciting right now. I'm about to be watching the next season of Beastars.
Hey, wait, it's coming out?
It's already out.
I'm about to be binge watching that.
I gotta hope it's in January. We gotta finish Sweet Home first.
And then Beastars.
Don't shake your head, Meech. Beastars is good.
It's peak.
Meech, what you got?
Nah. See, this is where y'all got me messed up. But okay. So first of all right, let's go ahead and get the big one out the way. Kendrick.
Oh gosh.
GNX. Sir.
Fire.
P. And I almost bought tickets to his show immediately, but I had to wait for a few seconds. I'm like,
$1,000 tickets, Robert.
That's enough. That's it. All right, bet. That's all. I got it. All right, I got it. I'll take one person with me. And with that, right, we also have Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War, cooking. Dragon Ball Daima, cooking like Majin Ku. if you know, you know. Next, we got Don Da Don.
Yeah.
What is this show?
That episode last week was crazy.
What is this show? Okay. I took his advice and watched it blind. And now each episode, I'm questioning my sense of reality, all right? Because what is this? What is this, man? All right. Star Wars Skeleton Crew's out, and let's just say I'm already fed up with one of the kids in the show.
I mean, you hate kids, Mitch. That's nothing new.
Listen. One of the kids is actually, I think two of the kids are actually all right. Third one, I have no opinion of because they barely speak. The fourth one, however, I want to...
We'll edit this out.
All I'm going to say is episode three. That's all I'm going to say about that. But yes, and then, of course, Marvel Rivals dropped.
You mean Hunter?
You know good and well who I'm maining.
Magneto?
No.
Well,
we are Venom.
Bruh, it's so dope that Stephen Bloom is voicing him and Wolverine.
Yeah. Actually, I legit have like three mains in this game right now. And just FYI, for those who don't know, Overwatch, y'all cook. That's all I'm going to say about that. So, Overwatch, y'all cook. Y'all been uninstalled on my gaming platforms. But Venom cooking. He my main guy. Like, he's who I pick. Like, I'm going to go in and I'm trying to have fun and I'm trying to secure some kills. Mm. Number two, Spider-Man.
Yes.
Because... He is what my representation of Genji from Overwatch. I will legit scout out. I will go out of my way to end up behind enemy lines, not picking them off one by one. Y'all don't see me. And then my number three, and I bet you y'all ain't gonna see this coming, it's Jeff the Shark.
Really? I've seen it coming.
Because Jeff the Shark is the goodest boy. He is the goodest boy, and he must be protected at all costs. If there's a Jeff the Shark on my team, I will go out of my way to defend Jeff the Shark because he's our healer. He's nothing but vibes. And you come after Jeff, you come after me. And you come after me, all I have to say is, Heavenly Father, bear witness to the strength of your creation. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say about that. But yes, that's all I got. What you have?
All right, let me speed run it. Again, Beastars, the final season. Check that out on Netflix. Moana 2 is breaking records along with Wicked. With that, Creature Commandos, it's the first introduction into James Gunn DCU world. So it's animated, it's on Max, so you can check that out. Something that I really like, Invincible Fight Girl, that is also on Max and Adult Swim. Blue Lock, the picture slides, that is something.
But it's brain.
As bad as the animation has turned into, I still enjoy it. And then that's something that dropped like yesterday of this recording. The trailer for season three of Invincible dropped.
Yes.
Yeah. So
it's time. It's Give me crazy. The blue suit. Give me the blue suit.
So it's getting crazy out here. February 6th or 3rd, I believe. So with that, we can get into Meech, if you can drop the plugs and we can get up out of here.
All right, so for our Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter and Threads, we're on the Blurred City 22. Like, comment, subscribe, stay up to date for all bells and notifications. We also have our Discord linked in the Instagram page. That's where you join this fine community of just straight degeneracy. We also have our YouTube and our Patreon page under Blurred City Pod. If you want to donate some extra cheddar, you get access to very exclusive content never before seen on the podcast. Like just me rambling on about just life or just complaining about something. You all want to see Meech rants. So and see like my point of view on things because you know how menacing I can get. And then we also have our email address, blurredcity22@gmail.com. This is where you can submit questions for the aforementioned mailbag episodes. This is where you can submit episode suggestions. This is where you can send us criticism about our show and any hate mail whatsoever, though it's only going to end up in the spam mail and you will be blocked. But in any case, right, that's where you can just submit everything to us. And then finally, I am the Jedi born on Mustafar on TikTok, at least until January 19th, because
TikTok is gone.
TikTok is gone after that. So, and I'm also on Instagram too under that same handle, the Jedi Bono Mustafar. What y'all got?
All right. Just with that, as Meech mentioned, this is our second to last episode. Next week's episode will be a mailbag episode. That's going to be the final episode of season four. We will probably come back in February around that's when Invincible drops, and then also Captain America Brave New World drop. So kind of around the time is when we may or may not come back. So with that, my individual author pages are my Instagram, metri_dash, that is metri_dash for my /Twitter, which I almost never use. That is @themaddash16. If you're interested in my book, Phantom Reckoning, that is available on Amazon, Kindle, and Barnes & Noble. So with that, if the guests have any words of encouragement for the listeners on how to be the very best.
You can go first, man. I'll go. So, yeah, man. Pokemon's amazing. If they're in real life, man, it will be chaos. But it is reason why I became an animal lover. So if you love Pokemon, you haven't played it, shoot, go and experience it. No matter what generation you are, you don't got to remember all of them. You just know the experience always matters.
You got anything, Lex, or we could just wrap up?
I don't have anything in particular, but just I definitely feel like it's been really cool to see how much Pokemon has brought together various communities of sorts. And I don't mean just even like the games. I mean like the trading cards, the like Pokemon Go. I've met so many people through just like the Pokemon fandom in general, and it's been really awesome.
All right, so with that, we're going to say it's not goodbye forever. It's just goodbye for now, and that's the Bird City Podcast.
See ya later.